I think the big question is, that's the question that's bothering me. What now? If to a day of crying, a day of fasting, a day of Avedus, what now? What do I come out with? What happens? Lamaisa. Is there anything to come out Lamaisa with Tisha B'Av? L'chayu and Tisha B'Av, the way it seems like upon him, there are two moods. The Leil Tisha B'Av is a Leila of Bechi, a night of crying. He's saying, Kinnis, the Leil Zeyif Koyim Bonai. It's a night of crying. The morning of Tisha B'Av is a morning of crying, it's a morning of Kinnis. And all of a sudden, after Chatzos, the mood seems to change. If the chatzos, we sit on a bench, and if in the morning there was no slichus, just kinnus, just crying, there's no yud gimel midas. By mincha, we say yud gimel midas shurachamim. By mincha, you put on tassel and tefillin. If in the morning the haftarah was asif asifim, just crying and tekinus and avelus, mincha, the haftarah is yazev ashadal kavishav machshavaysof tshuva. It seems to be a different mood. It has what's these two moods in Tisha B'Av. Maybe you could explain it. What's right? Matzia lefnei tamid chamin. It says in the Gemara in Kedushin, Rebbe Vohu said, my son Avimi is mechabed his father. The more over there continues and says the story, Yoyim Echad, Rebbe Vohu asked Avimi for a cup of water. And Avimi brought him with a cup of water. Until he brought the cup of water, Rebbe Vohu fell asleep. So Rebbe Vohu stood over him, gachin, and held the cup of water until his father would wake up. The Gemara says, Estaya Milsa, he had Siyata Dishmaya. And while he was standing over there holding the cup of water, he said, Pshat to Mizma La'osof. So Rashi explains, what should he say, Pshat to Mizma La'osof? Rashi has two Pshatim over there. Second Pshat of Rashi is he had a kasha. It says in Pasuk, Mizma La'osof, Elihim, Bo'u goyim in achlasecho, Timo l'secho kotshecho, Som Yisru Shalayim le'ihim. Mizma la'asaf, a song to Asaf. Asaf is singing. What a happy song. Hagadachka. Elikim, bo goyim benach lesecha. Goyim came into the Beis HaMikdash, they burnt the Beis HaMikdash. So the kashi is, Mizma la'asaf, kin la'asaf, mibayilei. What's the song? What's the dance? It's a crying. Elikim, bo goyim benach lesecha. What's the Mizma la'asaf? So while he was standing over there with a cup of water waiting for his father to wake up, psh, sepsha, siyata d'shmaya, kilo chamoyesoy, al eitzim avonim, For the Kiddush is so bechamos. He threw his whole wrath, his whole anger on Eitim Avonim, and he didn't kill Klai Yisrael. It's a simcha. It's a mizma la'asaf. Nid hezva, what's the kesher between Kibud Av, holding a cup for a father who's sleeping, to mizma la'asaf, l'kim go goyim in echlesecho? Because he did this mitzvah, he was holding, waiting for his father to wake up. So now he said, pshat, in mizma la'asaf. Is there any kesha? Mistoma, there's a kesha. He had some yadashmai, just say, pshat, in this pasuk, mistoma, is a kesha. But first of all, let's get things clear. Number wise, it says in pasuk, Chazal say, "Shofach chamosa el eitzim ba'avonim, v'leikili yisur b'chamosa." Hashem burnt the Beis Hamikdash, destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, and Klai Yisrael wasn't killed. It's eitzim ba'avonim. Okay, it's an expression of Chazal. Eitzim Avonim. I wouldn't call it Eitzim Avonim, but Chazal called it Eitzim Avonim. Shofach Hamosa el Eitzim Avonim v'lekili Yisrael b'chamosa. I don't understand. Is Eitzim Avonim? As far as I know, there are millions of dead. Millions of kabonis. That's Eitzim Avonim? That's all there was over there? Just the Beis Hamikdash was burned. That's it. There are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands. Look at the numbers. In Sech Zgitten, in the Medesh Eichel, look at the numbers. There were millions of Kabonis. It's called Eitzim Avonim. That's all there was. What's Pshat? So Pshat is Parshat. The millions that were killed were killed. But they wouldn't have saved Klai Yisrael. What saved all of Klai Yisrael? Hashem, there was a Meshundik Echoin Af. Hashem was, Tal Yochel, angry. And Hashem was Shofach HaMosoi. And he killed millions. And when he continued to kill Achman Leslan, all of Klai Yisrael. And then Shofach HaMosoi Leitzim Avonim, but like killing Yisrael HaMosoi. The fact that millions were killed, that's not part of the sugya. The sugya is what saved all of Klai Yisrael, the Beis Hamikdash. Just to get an idea what we're talking about. Kovitz Shurim from Bochanan. So the first page is a type of Hagdoma. I don't know who wrote it, but there's a few points in his life. So over there is printed his last few minutes before the Rishayim Yimach Shemam took him out to be killed. So it says over there like this. It's much better, there was an eyewitness who saw it. Rabbi Chanan was quiet, spoke quietly and seriously like he did his whole lifetime. He was there with a few tens of Bnei Torah who would be taken out. And he said like this, among other things, he said like this. In Shemayim, it's mashma that they consider us tzaddikim. We're now going to be a korban before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A korban needs machshava tahira. If someone's makib a korban with wrong machshava, a korban is pasul, it's pigul. You can have someone who's makib a korban, wrong machshava, it was a waste, pushed the waste of a korban. If we're going to be now kabbonis, we have to have kabbonah tahira, and that's our job now, to be tahir the machshava, to be oyle tmim fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe Hashem will help they will be able to be a kapara for our brothers and sisters in America. That's what Nebuchadnezzar said, among other things. I don't know what his mocker is, but I know enough not to argue with the Kibbutz Shurim. Nebuchadnezzar says something, he knows what he's talking about. Nebuchadnezzar said that if you 10 Bnei Torah could be mechaper on millions of our brothers and sisters in America. Nebuchadnezzar said, I don't know Cheshbonu Shemayim, but I do know that Lemaisa, a few tens of Bnei Torah in that Maimid were Nikaras Kabonis, and Lemaisa, millions of brothers and sisters in America were saved. Now, Bechanan says that a few tens of Bnei Torah could save millions of brothers and sisters in America. Now make a cheshbon. If in the time of the Chubani of Europe, a few tens of Bnei Torah could save millions of brothers and sisters in America, in the time of Chubani Bayis, when you have millions of Kabonis, millions of Tanoim and Amorim, there was such a Charoin Af at that time, that millions of Tanoim and Amorim would not have saved Klal Yisrael. Hashem was continuing to be Mechali Yisrael Mechamoser Achman Nitzlon. What saved? Eitzim Avonim. Millions of Tanoim did not save it. There were millions of Tanoim being killed. No, there's a Chavainaf. There's a Chavainaf. Nebuchadnezzar said in a normal time. Nebuchadnezzar said in the time of Chubani Europa, tens of Bnei Torah could save millions of Bnei of Yidden in America. And yet in the time of Chubani, such a charoin af that millions of Tanoim couldn't save Klal Yisrael. What saved Klal Yisrael? Eitzim Avonim. Just to get a picture, a musig, what's the power, what's the utzma of these Eitzim Avonim. So what's pshat? There was such a chavayin af, and when Hashem broke the Eitzim Avonim, I know that by a person there's such a thing. There's a halacha in Shabbos, that if someone is korea, beged b'chamosai, he's angry. And he rips something. Rif kas, he's chayev and Shabbos in Shum Korea. It's mekalkel. It's not mekalkel. It's metakin. He calmed down. That's the halacha. That's the type of a person. He's so angry, breaks something and he calms down. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't work that way. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not a kais. So that's pshat. Shofar chamos el etzim avanim, but I kill you so by chamos. How does it work? Maybe. We understand it. Moshe, you have someone who's angry on his wife did something terrible against him. Something. And he's boiling. Wood boiling is not enough. And he's a massive of kamatze konis nefoshes. He's so angry. Who knows what could happen over here? His ikka kas is, my wife did it. If we someone in the street, mailer. But my wife did it! And he's he goes over and grabs her wedding ring, takes off the wedding ring, throws it on the floor, stamps on it, breaks it, And now he says, leave my house. And he comes down. There's no kiva anymore. He broke the kiva. So there's no more kas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was such a chavayin af because of the kiva. Because of the kiva of Kaya, there was such a chavayin af. So what did Hashem do? He broke the kiva. Chshof v'chamo shel eitzim avonim. Get out of my house. Ma libe lachem. I don't want to know you. Get out of here. You're not my am anymore. If you're not my am anymore, besides, okay, so there's a lot of shkotzim in the street, big deal. And the kid is over, Hamas. So, such a maisa of breaking the kiva, breaking the wedding ring, breaking the Beis HaMikdash, breaking Mokum HaShchoi Shechina, Shovu Chamos al Eitzim Avonim. It's good for the Jews or bad for the Jews? We're happy with it? We're crying about it? So there's a pasuk. The pasuk is Arichus. I'm not going to go into the Arichus. But Bekitza. It says in pasuk in Shir Shirim. Ani Yesheinu v'libi er. Klai Yisrael is sleeping. But libi er. Kol doiti doifik. Hashem knocks on the door. Pischli achoisi v'ayosi yoinosi tamosi. Hashem comes knocking on the door. Open your heart to me. What is Klai Yisrael answer? Poshati te eskutonti. Echecho al b'sheno. Vechatz te esraglai echecho at anfein. Come on, your favor. I don't have kodach. I don't want to open my heart. I'm tired. I'm not interested. Not now. We're never going to get married. I'm not interested. Not now in any case. I'm lying in bed. You want me to get up for you? Doidi sholach yode minachor. So Hashem says, okay, goodbye. Umeyai homu olav. Kamti ani leftoyach li doidi. I had charota. I jumped out of bed. V'yodai not for more. V'yitzpoise mor oive al kapes hamanul. I didn't just get out of bed. I didn't just go to open the door. I did every pu'ula that I could to be moshich, to pull my doidi, to pull HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. In the moshul, I put on perfume to be moshich him. Pesachte ani l'doidi. V'doidi chomak ova. Nafshi yotze b'dabroi. Bikashtiyu v'loi mitzasiyu. Kurasiv v'loi anoni. I'm sitting there crying to Hashem, and Hashem is not answering me. That comes the pasuk I want to be aimed on this point. Mitzuni Hashemim Hasevim Ba'ir. The Hashemim Hasevim Ba'ir found me. The Mepharshim says that Nebuchadnezzar v'Chelosov. This is 2,000 years of Golus. Hikuni pitzauni nosres vididi me olai shemei hachaymais. 2,000 years of Golus lies in these words. Hikuni pitzauni nosres vididi me olai shemei hachaymais. Hikuni What's he kuni? Xavier's tachta. Zev Chmielewski. A Kozak grabs a Jewish girl. And she says, I'm not afraid of you. I said, what do you mean not afraid of me? And she says, you can't kill me. So yes, I can. So he says, no, I have a lachash from my ancestors. 6 words, you could try to shoot me, it's not going to work. Hey, you're lying. I'm lying? Try. You'll see. I'll say 6 words and shoot me. You see, it's nothing going to happen. And she says, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. And he shoots her. Hikuni. And that's Yimach Shema. He goes into the ghetto holding a fistful of candies. Yimach Shema. He says, who wants candies? And the children of the ghetto come around him. He says, whoever wants a candy, open your mouth. And they open their mouths and he shoots them in the mouth. Hikuni. Ptsa'uni. What's Ptsa'uni? Ptsa'uni, Petza is more than a makkah. A Petza is something that makes a ration. Nebuchadnezzar Vassaman is Ptsa'uni. Oh, if we would only have another Klevitz Shurim. Another Chedi Klevitz Shurim would open our eyes. Gone forever. Ptsa'uni. Rabbi Kiva v'chaveirov. How many Mishnayis? Tzuni. Shali Srufa Be'esh. We cried about it this morning in the Kinnis. In those days there was no printing presses. They had Kisveyat. They had from the Rishonim Kisveyat. And those Rishonim Yimach Shemam gathered 24 wagonfuls of Kisvei Yad and they burnt in the middle of the street. How many Pirushim was over there we have opened our eyes from Gedolim and Rishonim that are gone forever? Ptsa'uni. Nasu es v'didi me'olai shemei ha'chaymais. They took away our jewelry, our beauty. The beauty of Klai Yisrael, the tznius of Klai Yisrael. The adinus of Klai Yisrael. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we have a few shchunot that there still is the jewelry of Klai Yisrael. But we have millions of brothers and sisters. Millions! Nosos v'didi me'olai. Hikuni ptsa'uni. Nosos v'didi me'olai shema al-chaymais. 2,000 years of galus. Continues the pasuk. Klai Yisrael turns to umis ha'olam. Hishbati eschev b'nois Yerushalayim. I'm swearing you. Im timtzu es doidi. If you ever meet up with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mata Giduloi. Are you going to tell him about Hikuni? Are you going to tell him about Ptsa'uni? Are you going to tell him about Nosu Shididi Meolai? What are you going to tell Kodesh Baruch Hu? If he ever asks you, what's with my kinderlach? What, how are they doing? Are you going to tell him about Nebuchadnezzar? Are you going to tell him about Twitters? Are you going to tell him about the Inquisition? Are you going to tell him about the Crusades? I can tell him about Tachtat, I can tell him about Kishinev, I can tell him about Hitler, I can tell him about Stalin. What are you going to tell him? Matagiduloi. And Klai Yisrael says, don't tell him about Nebuchadnezzar, and don't tell him about Titus, don't tell him about the Crusades. and don't tell him about the Inquisition. Don't tell him about Kishinev and don't tell him about Tachtach. Don't tell him about Hitler. Don't tell him about Tachtach. Don't tell him anything. Las Avoni. Tell him one thing, I'm missing him. Choylas Avoni. I don't have the Beis Hamikdash, I don't have him. Dr. Goyin ze koshli mikulam. The Goyin can't believe what they're hearing. Madoidech midoid hayofa banoshim. Madoidech midoid shikochish batonu. We also have avoided Zoris. But we're not crazy over them like you are. What's so special about your God? Yisrael says, Choyles av oni ze kosheli mikulam. Rebbein Yisrael, what did you do? Shovach chamot aleitzim avonim ze kosheli mikulam. You took away the kirva to save me? Ze kosheli mikulam. Choyles av oni. So this maisa of Shava Chamos al Eitzim Avoni, this maisa of breaking the wedding ring, this maisa of Vichuk, of Silik Shechina, there was a maisa of Av, there was a maisa of Sina. It looks like Sina. It looks like sinner. Was there really Av there? Two ways of looking at it. I don't know if two ways. The simple way is it's sinner. Maybe you can find someone who could find the Av in it. Avimi is bringing the vow. Yes, Avimi for a cup of water. And Avimi brings his cup of water. And Avoho fell asleep. So Avimi is standing there waiting for his father to wake up. Don't be fed like a goylem. Finger chair, put it down, put the cup of water on the chair. What's the problem? Your father will wake up, he'll find a cup of water. You can hold the water better than the chair can. Why are you standing there holding the water? So Avim will explain to you. If my father was awake and he was watching me, I would hold the cup of water. But he's sleeping. He's not reacting. You're not getting any feedback. My Ava to my father is Ava She'enot Lui Bedova. In any matzav, I'm standing there with the cup of water waiting for him to wake up. Avimi, who was mechabed his father with Abba Shenet Li Bedovo, quoting Mo Kedushin, Kibud Av is Kenegad Kidud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, realizes that the Abba Kadosh Baruch Hu to Bnei Yisrael is Abba Shenet Li Bedovo. And when he sees the Maisa breaking the wedding ring, the Richuk, the Chumah Beis HaMikdash, he says, this is mice of Ava. It's not a mice of sinner. When he's standing over there, his father's not reacting. There's no feedback. But he's standing there, Ava Shenet Lubidov, no matter what father does, what he, yes, reaction, no machts come in. I'm giving him an any, my Ava is pouring over to him. Realizes that in any matziv in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ava to us is overpouring. Isaiah Milson, he said, Pshat, now we know Pshat. Mizma la'asaf. It's a song. Rebbeinu Shloimeh, the Mechum Beis HaMikdash was from your love to us. It wasn't a mice of Richuk, it was a mice of Ava. Nupshat. Our eyes are opened. The Etzim is a Maisa of Av. Shofa Chamos El Etzim Avonim V'lekili Yisro B'chamosoi. It was a Maisa of Richuk. It was a Maisa of Richuk to save us. Risk being Cholos Avoni. And Hashem says, I love you too much. I cannot do it to you. I'll have to break the wedding ring. Maybe, Adrabba, tell me maybe if you could say that's pshat. Tisha is called a mayed. We don't say slichas in Tisha B'Av. We don't say tachna in Tisha B'Av. There's no vina makenu in Tisha B'Av. Kohen I mayed. That's called a mayed. That's called a mayed. Because in Tisha B'Av Hashem showed us Ava more than any other Yom Tov of the whole year. In Pesach, we show Hashem's Ava when we're worth it. And in Tisha B'Av, Hashem shows us Ava when you're not worth it. When there's no kapara. When there's kas. When they want to kill you. And the Ava is nishpach. And I'll break the wedding ring and I won't touch you. Eventually, we found you. Mayed. We finally found it. Oymik Ava. Moyed. We made a Kodesh Baruch. It hurts. We're crying. It's a day of Bechi. So at night, we chop the club and we're sitting there crying. In the morning, we're still wailing from the club. Kinnus. 40 kinnis, one after another, crying, can't stop crying. In the afternoon, when the time when they burnt, lifnei se'erev, when they burnt the Beis HaMikdash, we look deeper, and we say, Be'etzem, Ribbono Shel Olam, it hurts me so much, Ki Chores Ahava Oni, Zekosh Le Mekulam, but I know it's your Ahav. I know it came from your Ahav. Shav Chamos El Eitzim Avonim V'Lo Kili Yisro B'Chamos. If so, the picture's different. In the morning, there was no sliches. It's just kinnis. It's just bechi. In the afternoon, it's vayechal. Yud gemul midas shel rachamim. If it was a ma'is of Ava, this way to get back, there's something to do over here. Just a second. Let's work on this. Dishwa Hashem b'imotzai k'vu b'yisakoi. In the morning, we didn't say Dishu Hashem imotzai. Asif asifim. And enough magefu maintaining beta'ina. It's all gone. Gone. And then we look over and say, just a minute. Shofach masalitza v'avonim. It's a moyed. It's moy v'avosai aleinu. So let's return. There's something to talk about. Yeshua Hashem b'imotzei k'vu v'yisakoyv Yazev v'oshet darko v'yishov v'machshav v'yisov v'yoshev el Adonai v'yachameyu v'leihinu k'ayah b'nisleya. The Av is still burning, it's still there. Okay, so let's return. That's the maskona of Tisha B'Av. Maskana of Tisha B'Av is, in the beginning it looks like there's no hope. It's just bechi. But afterwards, the bechi turned into something more lamaisa. Of course the bechi is also lamaisa. The bechi is crying to Hashem, look at our matziv and be merachem on us. Bechi is a binyan. I'll explain why, but that's not our sugya now. But in the afternoon, the Bechi turns into tshuva. The Bechi turns into actions. And that's our job now. We have 5 minutes to Maariv. We can't leave the Tisha B'Av without something l'maaseh. Hashem showed us the hard way. But Hashem showed us His Ahava Atzuma. Hashem says, I never forgot you. I threw you out of the house because of my love to you. Return! And the morning we cry that we're thrown out of the house, in the afternoon, we have to do something to return. We can't leave the Tisha B'Av go without deciding something the mice. I'm not big enough to give some suggestions. But so we see there Tzoris Nafsh. Maybe there Tzoris Nafsh. What could I do to call Hashem back? To say, Ben Shalem, I really want to return. I'm really serious. Our love is too big to be mevata. Your love to me and my love to you is too big to mevata. I was hit badly. Let's return. Which is be'et in the tachlis of Tisha B'Av. That's what Hashem tells us the whole time. What could we do? Everyone for himself. We all know, Benod Machaveva is the Ika, in this case. What could I do? Before, I don't know, I'm not working for the Kupa Shul Tzedakah, right? But before they said about Kupa Shul Tzedakah, maybe that's an Eitzah. If I give and I understand, I'm giving over here to my brother. I imagine a family who's I'm not giving because I have to give tzedakah. I'm giving because it's my brother. It's my brother. Give a little bit more than I can. Is that a kabbalah? Or is that just a one-time job? I don't know. One-time is still so good. What could I do to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam, I really want you back. Take me back. How does Sefer Eichu finish? What's the last pasuk of Eichu? Ki ma'ois ma'astonu katzafta olenu ad ma'oid. What a hard pasuk to finish with. So it says in Eichu Rabba, in Eichu Rabba, that's a nechum. Medish says, if someone is moyes with his way his on his wife, he stops having cash with her, stops liking her. He's moyes in her. He'll never take her back. If someone's angry at his wife, he'll calm down and take her back. Anger, you get over it. You say, if you'll be mayis in us, mastanu, there's nothing to talk about. It's over. Ki mayis, you'll be mastanu. But it's not mayis. Kutzafta leinu ad moid. You're angry. Okay. So you'll calm down. There's no mayis. There's ava. There's kas. Yiftis Kas. So that's the last pasuk. That's the crying of Klai Yisrael. And that's how we finish the Tisha B'Av. Hashiveinu Adonai Elecha Menashuva Chadei Shemeinu Kekedem. Return us to you. You're not Mois, you're angry, so return us. And we'll come together again. Hashem tells us, Shuvu Elai V'Shuvu Aleichem. Up to us to decide, what can I do? What can I do? I can't let the Tisha B'Av go without something that I did something to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. You ask me, we should be claiming the Pasuk, Hashiveinu Adonai Elecha Menashuva Chadei Shemeinu Kekedem.